Eat some sugar.
It's supposed to be refreshing.
No, it's not refreshing.
No. Off season in Phoenix again?
Yes.
Okay. With Greg Allen still, or?
No, he's gone actually. But I was with him in the off season. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Phoenix is home now. I got my own place here now. So
nice. Access to the complex at all?
I was actually working out off site.
Okay.
This off season.
All right. All right, Daniel. You look at coming into this season and a couple of limited opportunities last year, but mainly at the alternate site. And when you look back on last season, what were you able to take away from that as you headed into your off season and preparations?
Really, this would never be satisfied. You know, I could have easily been, you know, oh, got to the big leagues. Everything's all fine and dandy now, but. You know, after going down after a couple weeks, you know, it kind of like reality set in, like, okay, you're not there yet. Like, keep working, you know, keep grinding and trying to be the best player you can be so you can stay up there.
And in a normal situation, you get to do that in games at the AAA level, but that wasn't there last year. How did they try and simulate that for you to make as much progress as possible in a key spot in your career?
Really just getting those live at bats every day and those live reads on defense. That was the main thing I would look forward to going to the field every day and what they tried to really do to help me stay ready for whenever that call came back to me for me to go back up. So really every day was just the live ABs, you know, consistent live ABs every day and getting those defensive reads every now and then when I could.
So as you work throughout the off season. Anything specific that you're trying to work on as you get ready for spring training?
Nothing specific. No, really just perfecting the craft. You know, defensively, staying with the same approach. Offensively, you know, just trying to build that consistency.
And when you look at trying to win a job this spring, I mean, for a while there in the off season, there weren't a whole lot of outfielders even on the roster. But recently, there have been more added. How do you approach that? That competition as things get going here?
I'm the same mindset, you know, just keep playing my game. You know, I'm not trying to do anything different or try to go out there and outperform people and try to do too much. Just play my game and it'll take care of itself.
And it seems like there maybe is a comfort level based on how you performed last spring. Do you carry that through from 1 year to the next, knowing that you had some success during spring training a year ago?
No, definitely not. No, it's a new, it's 0-0 right now. It's a clean slate. So, you know, like I said, I'm never satisfied. Keep working, you know, trying to be even better this spring, you know.
Looking around the clubhouse, what do you like about what you see heading into this season team-wise, especially if you can be a part of that?
I like the young guys. You know, we got a couple older guys, but it's mostly like a young group. So I feel, you know, if we're together for a certain amount of time, we'll start to build that chemistry, you know, eventually start winning a bunch of games.
Is it different from how it's been, you know, in the prior times that you've been in big league camp from the makeup of the roster?
Yeah, you know, you had the, you know, when I first got traded over here, we had, you know, Kluber, Lindor, Carrasco, Santana, you know, just like those big name guys, you know, who kind of like set a tone for the team. You know, we got Hosey now, couple other guys, but it's for the most part it's a young group, so kind of building off each other.
You're out in Phoenix during the off season, so you're in that general area, so it's not a big adjustment. You don't have to move to go to spring training. But with camp opening, what does that mean to you as you know, this is your profession? What does it mean when you kind of get back to what you like to do and get back with your teammates?
It's definitely good. You know, you need that break in the off season, but after a while, you start to get kind of antsy, kind of get a little restless. So it's definitely good to be back here, back with the guys. It's kind of like normal now.
Perfect. I will end right there. Awesome. You still doing stuff today, or are you done?
I got one more thing to do, I think. I don't know how to talk to Bart.
Yeah, I see you got the uni on. Maybe they're taking pictures or something. Right.
Exactly, yep.
There you go. All right, well, thanks for the time here. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you.
All right.